You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Everybody on this video took a bump before they shot it.
Yeah, probably. They had the little spoon on the necklace.
On the chain.
Right?
It's time to party.
By the way, if you can't feel good hearing this song, you can't feel good.
Yeah. If somebody in this party and they not dancing, they about to rob everybody.
Yeah, right. They're the only ones on
like,
the wall.
Like, yo, what's wrong, big dog? All these women in here care about these chicks. Like, oh, man.
See that go, song? Son. That song to me is like you could hear the influence into like Off the Wall.
Yeah.
Like that's the type of song. Like when you hear that song, there's a lot of Michael Jackson, like not influence.
A lot of Berry Gordy.
Michael was influenced by this stuff. Quincy Jones. Like this is the kind
Quincy,
of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll get back to your calls momentarily. But let's get NFL stuff right now because the combine.
It's about to get juicy, baby.
And it's like I said, the combine, a lot of people, we get caught up in the players.
And who's Olympics.
Yes. Caleb Williams not going to throw, which is not a surprise. He knows he's going number one. There's no reason for him to do
Penix,
anything.
Penix has to throw.
You
the
think
throw,
so? Yep.
He was so competitive.
The pro day. Remember the throw, the pro day season. Oh Lord,
yeah,
that was Zach Wilson.
And now we're trying to trade his ass.
And it was Anthony Richardson last year, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the one throwing off his knees like 70 yards,
mm-hmm.
right? That got everybody's attention, got him excited.
Yeah, I was on the team that fell for that too. His name was Kyle Bowler.
Well, look, so did the Colts, and he's turned into a good player. Right?
Yeah, he said he was an alien and realized that everybody's an alien in the pros put his ass right on the IR list. Oh, you're an alien. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
you're an alien. This is Men in Black. I'm about to show you what's up with this neuralizer gun.
All right. So one name that you kept bringing up. So this just so everybody knows, not only just the players in the draft, this is also when the business starts to pick up. Because all the GMs come together, all the scouts are around, everybody's around.
All the agents are in.
And the agents are starting to like shake movers and shakers, and let's start get the business going. So the business unofficially starts to happen right now.
Oh, yeah. This is when free agents get signing deals out there, too.
And this is also where guys you thought were available are now no longer available. So it was official this morning. The Bengals made their franchise tag on T. Higgins. You said this was a possibility.
Which may mean nothing, right? Because that's just protecting them to see if they can get a deal and they can remove the franchise tag.
Well, they have till next week, March 5th, to do this. So the Giants also are facing the same thing with Saquon Barkley.
The Saquon's out of there, man. Ain't nobody – they didn't franchise Saquon, did they? That would have been
– No, that hasn't – we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that
–
the Giants could if they wanted to, right? They could. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, trizzle.
So with him now off the table, it doesn't leave a lot of,
it does.
Oh?
Yeah, you got Michael Pittman. Has he been franchised?
Well, I'm gonna give you – Bill Barnwell just put out like his different levels of different free agencies for the positions, right?
I love when Bill speaks.
I know you love Bill Barnwell. And I want to get to the offensive lineman in a moment. But before we get to that, because that's on the Jets side of thing. But you know what? He did not give us wide receivers. He only gave us quarterbacks, tight ends, and offensive linemen.
Yeah, he trying to just slow drip it.
Slow drip drives
run
me
out,
crazy.
I'm here to release the valve.
You release the valve, then you tell me then. All right, so with T. Higgins, let's just essentially say off the table, right? Like the Bengals can negotiate with him still, but they've protected themselves.
T. Higgins made sense for the Giants, not the Jets anyway.
Well, I was talking about the Giants.
Okay.
The Giants need to get a wide receiver. Let's be honest. Yeah. If they don't get one in the draft, which I still think Malik Nabers is probably their best option, right?
Yep.
All right. So that's probably where they're going to have to go. But what else is there that – and I know you're going to bring up Boyd because they can't sign everybody in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And then who was the other name? Oh, you gave me Pittman. Like, where are you going?
It's plenty. It's plenty.
If you're the Giants.
I mean, for me, I'm going Malik Nabers, and then I'm looking for a secondary type of receiver, like maybe Tyler Boyd, that's cheaper. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend my money on these big time guards that are out there or centers.
Okay.
You know,
well, no, we're not doing that yet. We're not going to linemen yet. I'm just talking about wide receivers right now because
I'm
going to give you the linemen.
I'm just telling you the strategy,
okay?
Right? Because I'm figuring, hey, if I'm gonna spend money, it may be cheaper for me to go spend my money on a guard than it is a wide receiver, because wide receivers, top guys like T. Higgins, are going to cost you like $20 million, $21 million annually. So that's five for 100.
But the Giants need a number one.
Yeah, but I think Malik Nabers can come in and be number one and shut it down.
As a rookie.
One. I think day one he can be Chase. He can be a guy like Chase Young. Jamar Chase.
I know you, man.
So now you're saying, okay, you can do it that way. Then you don't have to spend that type of money. And then he's going to be there for 5 years at a reasonable rate. And then you can go out and spend money. I'm telling you, it's a lot of offensive linemen that's out there, in my opinion. So spend that money there if you're the Giants. Get the linemen, because you don't want to – like the Giants have proven that they're like 50% in drafting linemen and developing them, right? You need the lineman that's going to give you instant impact. So if you can move a guy like Evan Neal to guard, and Smith is good and Thomas is good, and you draft one, then now you can maybe protect Evan Neal a little bit in between a good center and maybe a great left tackle, especially if you move him to left guard.
Okay,
right? you move him to left guard, then now he's between Thomas and Smith.
All right, so let's not get ahead of ourselves then. Let's go through. If we're going to move on from the wide receiver part of it, then
no, I can name you some good wide receivers though.
Yeah, but you didn't, which means there aren't any.
No, so, Calvin Ridley is a dude. Come on now, it's Calvin Ridley.
Okay, so then why didn't you just go there?
The reason I was trying to get you to go there. The reason Calvin Ridley
if not T. Higgins, then who? And then the reason why Calvin.
Yeah, the reason why Calvin Ridley is going to be available is because Jacksonville, if he's on the roster, has to give Atlanta a second round draft pick.
Right.
So they're not going to give him up a second-round draft pick. That's valuable as hell.
Okay.
So he's going to be available. Gabe, big play, that's on Dayball. That's on Dayball, right?
That's a big one, right?
Because he knows if he's the truth.
Doesn't he get hurt a lot, though?
Last year he was hurt a little bit, but big play Gabe was like the man the year before, right? And Dayball, he shined under Dayball's system. That's when he put up like 200 yards against Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And so you have to ask yourself, like how much does Dayball believe he can be a number one, right? Because if you're paying him to come here, he's going to be paid as a number one.
Yes.
Dayball had him as a thriving number two. So he's there.
Let me give you
Michael
names.
Michael Pittman.
Can I do it this way? Mm-hmm. I want to give you names, and then I want you to just say for the Giant, like, yeah, no. Okay? Guys who are expected to be free agents. So Carolina has – if you remember, DJ Chark.
No bueno.
No. He's 6'3". He's what you're looking for as far as size, right?
No, I'm looking for a great receiver. I don't care what size he is.
Okay. All right. Well, that's why I'm asking you, is because, you know, he's going to be available. He's been good. Like, it's not like he's not a bum. Curtis Samuel.
Nah, he's all, talking about always hurt.
Always hurt.
How many times do you remember him?
You can't rely on a guy like that.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Okay, so that's your first reaction. You know, Odell's not going to be a guy that they'll look for.
He's not an upgrade. Odell had 550 yards, 35 receptions last year. Yes, mm-hmm. I know he was playing on a team where it was a running team, but Zay Flowers was the guy that shined. I need a guy that shines bright like a diamond.
I could see Odell as a secondary, like later on signing for the Giants, because I think he'd want to be back in this market. I think he'll also talk to the Jets.
But Odell's ring chasing though.
Which is why the Jets will be on his radar.
Yeah, he's going to talk to the Jets, but he's going to have to be a cheaper.
Yeah,
much cheaper.
Remember, he was in the conversation. Remember the last year, and they didn't go.
Yeah, he took the money from the Ravens. He didn't think the Ravens were going to pay that much money, and the Ravens put a lot of money out.
You mentioned Tyler Boyd. You like him as a potential option, right?
He's a second, third guy at best.
All right, is he really going to be? You know, I mean, I can't believe he's already 30. That's hard to believe. How do you feel about Darnell Mooney?
He's a gadget guy from Chicago. He's solid, but he's like a late, like, okay, I've already went through the draft. He's like a McCole Hartman type of guy that you sign like after that.
Doesn't that fit, though, what Dable likes to do?
That's
why they got Wandale Robinson,
right? But they already got two of those.
Yeah, but stay on the field,
but
please.
You got Robinson and the other kid.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you drafted him early last year.
Gabe Davis is somebody you keep talking about. You feel, you know.
Well, for them, because he knows them. He knows the system. So he's going to come in and he's going to know the checks.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a system that he knows well. And he's still very young. But does he have big, like you call him Big Play Gabe, like, but does he have, remember, when you're signing somebody to be a number one, I need
Galladay.
You to be in every game. Right. That's what I'm talking about.
You don't want him to come in and be Kenny Galladay and people are like, yo, he can't live up to those expectations.
Yeah. Another name? Hollywood Brown, you've brought up.
Too little.
Don't love him.
Yo, inconsistent. Yo,
he's not a number one, right? Like
he was the number one with Lamar, but that's because they were running the ball all the time. And he had over 1,000 yards twice there.
Yeah.
He had 1,200 yards receiving one year. But
So here's the Calvin Ridley, the thing that you brought up here, and he's, I think, one of the biggest names. And you're right. So it was a conditional third-round pick the Jaguars traded for him. Mm-hmm. It does become a second round pick if they re-sign him. That's what it was. It's not so if they re-sign him, they'd be giving that up as well. Now, I mean, is it worth it for a guy that can be productive? A second round pick? It might be. When you think about that, he's still young. I didn't realize he'd be 30 though.
Been
in the league a while.
Yeah, yeah. Jacksonville's gonna let him go.
So they're going to let him go.
He missed a year. They're going to let him go. They got to pay Josh Allen $1 billion.
$1 billion. How about Michael Pittman, you said, right?
Yeah, Michael Pittman. But we're still waiting to see if he's going to get franchise tag. Michael Pittman is he would do the job.
Yeah.
He's come on the last couple of years.
Yes, and again, who's throwing to him? You know, that's been the other thing. They've gone through a lot of quarterbacks.
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah. And then Mike Evans is a name you haven't brought up yet. Is he too old to bring him in and make him your number one? He's going to be 31 years old during camp.
No, you got to ask yourself what that deal is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, no, because remember, Devontae Adams got paid, and he hasn't dipped in productivity out there with the Raiders.
No. Nope.
And he signed when he was 30. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not worried about that. You know, if it's a 5-year deal, it's really only 3 years of guarantees anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big deal. And the thing is, and what we really haven't mentioned for our listeners, is that the salary cap is going up.
It's going up exponentially.
30 million. Yeah, so that's going to change a lot. People that, you know, you got more money now to spend.
How much does that benefit the Kansas City Chiefs?
I think they raised it that much just for the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, really for the 49ers. That's big for them, too.
Yeah.
You know, because now they can – remember you said they were going to have to make some decisions. Now they don't have to.
Yeah, because they got to try. They gave up first round for Chase Young.
And you also have talked a lot about, like, certain quarterbacks who got paid. Now the bill is going to be up because the extensions that have kicked in, right? Like, you've mentioned this. Yeah. Who are the – there's a couple of teams where you're like
– Well, you know, eventually now, like, the extension is now starting for Jalen Hurts, remember, because he was – So that money's going to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you heard, man, you talk about, we didn't know, like, that Philly was this bad off. You hear where Fletcher Cox came out talking about, like, Jalen Hurts changed and all that stuff. You can tell way out. The big guy that would be around Sirianni was there to keep him in check from acting crazy. Like, he had a crazy coach. Like,
Who had a crazy coach?
Sirianni. That big guy, because they say he act like a child, a petulant child on the sidelines. Like, is it like Fletcher Cox also said that, you know, Jalen Hurts changed, and like he called him out in meetings twice about not having no emotion or passion, like crazy.
Yeah.
It's getting dark over there in Philly, man. Like, yo, like you can see Sirianni, if this goes bad, not being the coach next year, because that's crazy.
Yeah.
Who knew it was worse? It's worse than we thought. Just imagine, like, two of the teams within this division, we hear the things that came out about Dayball and the Giants, and now we hear what's going on with Philly. Like, yo, it's – man, Washington might have a shot.
Well, Adam Schefter did dispute a lot of the stuff that you're talking about, just so you know.
What, about Sirianni? About what Fletcher Cox said?
Yes, about all that stuff, yeah. Because it didn't come from Fletcher Cox, just so you know. It came from someone else who said Fletcher Cox felt this way.
Well, okay.
So some of that stuff was shot down. But listen, still.
But the fact that Sirianni, after winning 10 games, had to go talk to the principal's office and had to fire both his coordinators.
Yeah, that you could see that they weren't right as a
something
group.
Something going on there.
You could see they weren't right, yeah. Yeah. So, anyways. The A.J. Brown part, though, that stuff really gets your attention. Because, like, first of all, here's A.J. Brown talking about people that said that he and Jalen Hurts didn't get along.
You know, I think that's total BS. You know, I'm not going to get into me and his relationship on the air, but it's total BS. It wasn't a problem when I was on my six game streak. They wasn't talking about that then. So they only started talking about that when we started losing. So, of course, yeah, you see friction from everybody, from the coaches, the players, from everybody. So, yeah, so there you go.
And then the other question about him and his future in Philadelphia, does he want to be there?
I have no problem. I want to be here. As simple as that. I love where I'm at. As simple as that. Next question.
See? Like I think what happens lose is everybody starts to then create the drama
and build up this
whole notion. Well, that needs to be answered.
Do they want him? Because Devontae Smith is a first-round draft pick. And
mm-hmm. But with this cap, that's what I want to ask you, though. With this salary cap explosion, do they have to make that choice now?
Yeah, but they already gave their quarterback an explosion. So you have to ask yourself that.
But you just got $30 million.
Yeah, I get it.
Everybody just got $30 million.
And people are going to ask for more
money.
That's
a lot of money.
See, but the market has changed, though. And Philly has a lot of issues on the side, right?
My point is, though, it's like you don't have to sign anybody. Yeah. They already under contract. You don't have to now say, well, you know, this is going to cost us because now Jalen's contract's kicking in. It doesn't cost you now.
Well, it's going to cost them because they need upgrades at certain positions because they were exposed
secondary.
On defense.
Yes.
Right. So what does the number one corner in football cost you? $20 million a year. So you're spending that up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What is a top safety cost you? About 15 to 16 million.
Right.
They need a linebacker. So if they want a guy like Patrick Queen or a guy like Devin White, that's going to cost you about $18 million.
How much does this help the Jets? You tell me that one.
The Jets still they're 16th right now. They only got like $15 million. They got to extend CJ Mosley. They're like 21st in the league as far as salary cap. They still have to make some decisions. They have to like extend some guys. CJ Mosley to get that salary cap down. Maybe
wait an extra 30 doesn't help them.
Well, they're still 16th. You know what I mean?
Like
they're
in cap space?
They're still 21st in the league in salary cap space, yes. The Giants are 16th, I believe.
Okay. Well, they
like teams like Washington, Houston, man, they got like $82 million in salary cap space.
Yeah, I just went to over the cap just to corroborate your information. And, the Jets have right now $12.7 million in cap space.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot.
No, it's not, especially when –
I'm cutting LinkedIn Thomason.
Okay. They have $18 million in dead money. That's not good. But you need a backup quarterback, and that hasn't even been discussed yet.
Yeah, I'm going to Jacoby Brissett. They're going to work some magic. They're going to free up about $50 million. But I think when it's all said and done, the Jets have $50 million in salary cap space when they start releasing people. You'll probably release C.J. Uzama. Mm. Carl Lawson money should be off the books this year.
Now – yeah, and they've got to think about the future because obviously Garrett, Breece, like you're going to have to pay and Sauce. That's all going to
right.
And Breece is sooner than those two.
But that's the thing. You're assuming that Breece is two more years. But you're assuming that when it's time to pay these guys, Aaron Rodgers is gone.
That's true.
So that changes everything.
You're still going to need somebody to play quarterback then.
Why I think the Jets should maybe Jacoby Brissett, but Tyler Huntley. The backup for the Ravens because they've already they brought another guy in too.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't he play a much different way though? Like to play to have
no,
him
no,
as
no,
your
no,
backup
no,
to
no,
Aaron?
No, 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 no. He played that way because that's the way Lamar played. But now he's the backup, so now he's playing how Lamar played. Right before the system was the RPOs, the run in, and all that stuff, and he didn't do it as good as Lamar.
Yeah.
But now that the offense has changed in Baltimore, now he's playing in the pocket.
Okay. All right.
He's a guy like Tyrod Taylor. Like I said before last week when you were with him, that Rex tried to trade for Tyrod Taylor to be Mark Sanchez's backup like early on. Mm-hmm. And the Ravens blocked it, but Tyler Huntley is a free agent now because he's been there for 4 years, and the Ravens replaced him last year as well, just so people know that they replaced – well, they brought in another quarterback. And oddly enough, Black History Month, the Ravens are the only team in the NFL that has an all-black quarterback room. T. Martin is their quarterback's coach, African-American, used to play for the University of Tennessee. And all three of their backups, including their starter, is African-American.
How about that? Is that the first time ever?
Yeah.
Right? Like all the quarterbacks are all black.
That's the first time ever, including Gremlin.
Including Gremlin. And then last but not least on this, and again, 800-919-3776, is now that we're getting into business, do you expect to hear anything on the Davante Adams front?
It's being discussed. You know, we know, like, last year, you know, everything was being discussed about you know, Aaron Rodgers at the combine, right?
Yeah.
When he was talking and mentioning mm-hmm. stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely believe that, you know, you could hear something. But they're going to hold it close to the vest.
Well, they have to, of course.
Like,
you don't
want
to get
like,
another team involved. That's what, see, to me, I wouldn't want to get it out. I would want the Raiders to say publicly, we're not trading him.
Yeah.
I would want the Raiders to hold firm on that if they want to get my best offer. Because the minute you turn this into a bidding war, then I'm out. Like, then we're done. Because that becomes a problem for me. If all of a sudden I hear of another team that wants to bring him in, or they want to have him too. And so they want, because now it's like, this is not. You don't have time for that, and you don't have the assets for it, in my opinion. Right? Like, the bigger need is an offensive lineman, and you probably got to do in the draft and in free agency. As you said many times before, you got to rebuild the line. I can't get involved in a bidding war that holds up my assets for Davante Adams. I can't do it. But if I can get it done swiftly, I'd need to get it done. So I'm asking you, all right, so that's still a real thing that we should be paying attention to.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be paying attention to that. I think that's mission number one. They need both.
Really?
They need both equally, right? You got to have two guys for Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And if you're doing that, you're talking trading, you know, future assets. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So you can make that a 2 and a 4, like a 25-2
mm-hmm.
and a 4 maybe.
A 24-4?
Yeah, a 20, like a 25. This year's draft. No, a 25.
Well,
I'm trading all 25 picks.
So you're not giving up anything from this coming up draft?
No.
Because if I'm the Raiders, I kind of would probably want something a little more immediate.
No, because, listen, the coach just got there. He's going to be there for a while. He ain't getting fired in 1 year.
Well, he's been there, Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, right? But it don't count. Like
the GM is the one that is setting this thing up.
Yeah.
And that's his first blockbuster. He's got to get that. You know he's got to win. You know he's got to win, right? Like, if you're dealing – see, my opinion, if I was a GM and I knew your situation – so, Bart, you're the new GM, and you're about to make a blockbuster deal. It's going to benefit me. I'm getting the better player. But I know that you have to win this. I know I have to make a deal that at least you can sell on paper as a win. Like, you have to be able to present it as such. And I can walk away going, yeah, we gave up a lot. You know, I'd rather take some criticism knowing I got the better player and let you walk away with people talking about how brilliant of a move it was. I'm fine with that because I know you need that. That's a good deal. That's what I think has to happen here. And I don't know what it'll take, but I don't know if it's going to take, you have to wait till 2025 to have a draft pick, because if I get Davante Adams, my 2025 second round pick is going to be 60. Right, if things go the way it's supposed to go,
mm-hmm.
that pick's going to be super late. It's not going to be as valuable as what this year's is.
But that's why the second pick is also going to be a pick that's usually a 4 that can be a 3. So you get a 2 and a 3, and that's the math.
Once again, though, as I told you, like, I'm looking at it.
The Jets probably got compensatory picks coming. Maybe I don't know what they.
Yeah,
have.
I don't know. I don't know. But I do know that it's a very complicated. It's not as easy as you think. It's extremely complicated.
But if Devontae Adams wants to go to the Jets, I think if he goes to them and says, "Hey, I want to get this done," I think they get it done. He's 32 years old.
Right.
You don't have your future quarterback, and unless the Raiders say, "All right, we all in, we trade him for Justin Fields."
Right. Yeah, and then all of a sudden Devontae's like, "All right, I like that plan."
Yeah, how are you convincing?
Yeah, Aiden O'Connell.
And the Jets only go so far, right? The Jets only go so far because it becomes a point where they say, all right, well, we'll just sign Calvin Ridley to a 3-year deal.
Well, maybe you do that. Yeah, that's the thing to watch. That leverage. I like that because have that leverage just in case. Because if this fails, you can't just go, what do we do now? Like, you got to have a fallback of
leverage. Because you have Mike Evans,
leverage.
Too.
Give me something.
I mean, we know they tried last year. They tried last year to do it early.
Yeah. But that's the point is to have something. And, like, I guess Derek Carr was sort of that leverage, right?
Yep.
Like, if we can't do Aaron Rodgers, we know we have Derek Carr in pocket. And the minute Derek Carr knew that Rodgers was in, he was gone.
Yep.
Because Derek Carr thought he was coming to the Jets. Like,
so happy we didn't do that.
Well, we'll see how things go here. All right, 800-919-3776. Coming up, of course, it's Audio Files. Does the gong work? Well, we'll find out. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Rangers' 10-game winning streak stopped yesterday, but the blue shirt's still sitting pretty. Most points in the Metropolitan Division, tied for the most points in the Eastern Conference. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave were wondering, the Rangers are cup favorites.
Correct me if you think I'm wrong, that the Rangers have as good a chance as anybody to win this thing. No?
I still think they have to do something.
But you don't think they're going to?
I think they're going to, but I haven't seen them do anything yet. Like, I mean, I don't know if you told me right now it was the Rangers versus the Florida Panthers in a 7-game series. I'm probably leaning Panthers. The Mika thing is a problem, dude. That has to be figured out. Like, Mika not being able to produce anything 5-on-5 is a problem for you guys. And then on top of that, Panarin in the postseason.
Right.
Not being the same guy.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, welcome back, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. So, I mean, it's amazing. You just go away for a minute, and people come in, and they just start breaking stuff.
Treat the studio like a rental car.
I mean, apparently, the last Audio Files that was done ended in tragedy. So Ty Butler filled in for me with you And when you did audio files, this is how it sounded. And the crash you hear in the background is a devastating destruction of our beloved gong.
Audio files.
Seems to see what happened when you take all that creatine.
What did he do?
I think he used the wrong hand, first of all.
Well, that's a
secondly,
problem.
I think he realized that Alan Hahn is a big man. So it was a little bit out of his reach. So he overextended. So he didn't have a strong base.
So this thing, and I saw it, Ray Dinahan sent me a photo of the carnage.
R.I.P.
And it was in shambles. So I don't know, Ray, do we still have a gong to work with?
Oh, yeah. That was Wednesday when he overexerted himself and thought that you should try and break the gong to play music with the gong. So on Friday, I grabbed the gong and pulled it out.
This is what
there.
We need.
Yeah, we confiscated.
So we get the adults back in the room is what you just said there. That's what you told me.
That's right.
Grown-ups came in and said, let's handle this the right way. This is not a toy.
Yeah, I think we should get Ty tested for steroids.
Probably. Well, you mentioned he does take creatine.
It was a little rage in there. You know what I mean? Sometimes it messes with your hormonal balance. You know what I mean?
I think he was more fired up that he got to work with you. That's basically it. All right, well, let's see how the gong sounds after all this. It's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
It's just beautiful.
And that was
beautiful.
The beauty of that means that it was accuracy.
Yes.
Where the hell did he hit it to make it even make that
it
sound?
It sounded like he just, you know those, the garbage can? The old school garbage can, right? The aluminum ones? It sounded like somebody just kicked a garbage can and it rolled down the street.
He does kind of look like that. He does kind of look like Oscar the Grouch.
Like your neighbor who just came home drunk and just ran into all his garbage cans. They're just rolling around.
Or he'd get up and he'd trip over them.
Ah, that's even worse. Fell right into the garbage can. Well, anyways, all right. So beside that, hey, what would be a Mets season without it beginning with a key pitcher being injured? It's a bad story here, and it's not a good
one. So
Kodai Senga. So over the weekend, you know, as you know, again, he had a shoulder that was bothering him. He took a PRP shot over this weekend, and so they will now shut him down for 3 weeks, as Carlos Mendoza tells us.
He flew to New York and got a PRP injection. It was recommended by the doctors, and Senga was on board with it. He's back today. Everything went well, but now it could be a check-in, you know, during those 3 weeks, you know. But their recommendation was 3 weeks. But again, it's flexible. It's fluid. Asking Senga how is he feeling and all that. But first 10 days are pretty much like the key of the whole thing. But, yeah, like I said, we'll see where we are after those 3 weeks.
I guess just let it do its work. So it's called – he's been diagnosed with a moderate posterior capsule strain.
Strain.
And that's in the pitching
shoulder.
A strain
that needs a shot.
So, yeah, the shot will help the healing. I mean, can Randall get a PRP on his shoulder? Would that help him or no?
His stuff sounds like more structural.
You know what I mean?
PRP for everybody out there, what they do is they take your blood, spin it, get all the white blood cells there, and inject it into the area, hoping that fresh blood, because fresh blood is what heals injuries.
Yes.
Hoping that fresh blood is what, you know, heals it by putting it over it. Okay. Now, Senga is what? You said his shoulder?
It's his pitching shoulder, yes.
His shoulder, right? So,
yeah.
Randall can get it. I've had it done. Yeah. I think it's all like a placebo.
Really?
Okay. That didn't work for me at all.
Okay.
I got it in my wrist because I was getting my elbow. Remember I told you to get my elbow scoped? So I was like, I got a messed up ankle and that. Might as well take it out and spin it.
Yeah.
You know, the doctor didn't mind being able to make a little bit more money, put a little more cheese on his taco. So he definitely did it. But I didn't feel anything.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to start this season on the injured list, most likely, when they open the season March 28th against the Brewers. So he will not have the ball on the hill for that game, unfortunately. This is all because of shoulder fatigue that he was feeling after some BP sessions during spring training. So that's
still
a concern.
Got Seriano, baby. We can count on him.
Sevy.
Let's go, Sevy.
Well, all right. How about this from the owner of the Mets, Steve Cohen, on the Meet the Apple podcast? When talking about Pete Alonso.
Listen, we want to keep him. He's an important part of our team today and hopefully in the future. We know the fans feel strongly about him. And I'm not tone deaf, okay? Like, I totally understand the fans' love of Pete. I hope he hits 55 home runs and makes it so difficult on me, you know, in free agency. So I would call that a great outcome.
Stop striking out. He need to get that batting average up, you know what I mean?
Well, never mind with Pete, the Pete part of this. I think the Cohen part of this is very interesting, what he just said. You didn't catch like what he was doing there?
I hear the people. He got to perform.
I love that. We're not tone deaf. We know how much you love him.
Yeah.
So
if you want this money, if he wants it.
That's right. If you want the money, you know what he's saying? Do what Judge did. I think that's what he's saying. Steve Cohen is saying, make it impossible for me to say no. Have the season of your life, 55 home runs, and show, like, you know what I mean? Like, what he's saying is set our record and show me. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
Sure, and I'll make sure you get your money in 2030.
And I'll pay. I think that's what he's saying. I love it. I actually like
today's market, we'll give it to you in 2030.
Yesterday's price ain't today's price. On to the Giants. So you asked the question about Saquon Barkley, and what have they done? Have they done anything on the Barkley front yet? Here's Jordan Renan from SportsCenter this morning.
With Saquon Barkley, the Giants are not expected to use the franchise tag, unless, of course, they're close to a long-term deal and they use it as a placeholder. But what reason do we have right now to think that's going to happen after the two sides last year? Remember, he was franchise tagged this past season. We're not able to reach terms on a long-term deal. Now, based on my conversations with Barkley over the past 6 months, he's not going to be disappointed that they're not using the franchise tag with him, because what better way to determine your value than let the market dictate your value? Saquon Barkley hits the open market this offseason. He will find out what his true value is. Now, from the Giants' perspective, they look at it as there's a lot of veteran running backs available this offseason. What is the true value of a running back? They can still come back to Barkley after he hits the open market and have him return. Barkley has said many times he would like to retire a Giant, be a Giant for life.
So it sounds like no, as Jordan Renan said, that not expect this to happen. And so
we knew this from the summer, me and you, Alan, when we went and hollered at him, when we knew there was going to be a lot of running backs available out
Joe
there.
Joe Shane sort of, he kind of did hint to it, but I don't know. I'm having a hard time believing the Giants are really going to just move on from this guy. It's hard for me to believe this.
Breece Hall was a second round draft pick. Like, so was Kenneth Walker the second.
No,
guess what? You know who was drafted in the same draft as Saquon?
You need talented players. He's a talented player.
Do you know?
He's going to walk for nothing.
No, he's a talented player that did what? Well, they'll get a compensatory pick for him later. But, he's a talented player that was
Baltimore
injured.
Ravens will win a Super Bowl with Saquon Barkley.
Baltimore Ravens going to go get Derrick Henry.
Over him, really?
Yeah, because they got tired. Because they can always bring back Gus Edwards, or remember Keaton Mitchell. It's kind of like that Saquon Barkley guy, like my teammate's son that was averaging like 6 yards a carry that blew his ACL out, that really hurt them like late in the game. So they want power and then they got the speed by the other guys, right? So Saquon, like I said before, the best place for Saquon to go is
Dallas.
Go play with C.J. Stroud. And be that leader, veteran leadership. They got $82 million in salary cap space. They can afford to pay a little bit more because they ain't got to pay their quarterback for the next 4 years. They got Tank Dell coming back off an injury. They got the best left tackle, or one of the best left tackles, in all of football, and Laremy Tunsil. They was eaten last year. You add Saquon Barkley to that because they already got their two receivers, Tank Dell and Nico Collins, right?
And that's a good division, too, for him to play in.
Lightweight. Come on, man.
That's a good call. I like that, Houston.
And there's no state taxes, and so they can give him $15 million. They can give him $15 million a year, and he gonna eat all that. And the salary cap just went up an extra $30 million. And they ain't really got nobody to pay.
That's the other point.
A couple linemen, they got to shore up. And remember last year they had a bunch of 1 year contracts. Mm-hmm. Sheldon Rankins, they had like all Blake Cashman, all those type of guys, all former Jets. Noah Fant. George Fant.
All right, you heard it here first, everybody. Saquon Barkley, Houston Texans, a great fit, Bart Scott says. How about this? Did you hear Mike Tannenbaum? The one thing I did hear last week, Mike Tannenbaum suggesting that Russell Wilson will be the Jets' backup quarterback this year. So, of course, a lot of questions about Russell Wilson and his future in Denver and what's going to happen there. On the I Am Athlete podcast, Russ said that he only has one priority.
I got more fire than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through. Whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else, I hope it's in Denver. You know, I hope I get to finish there. I committed there. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there. For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win too. I want to feel the chill of that trophy again. You know, I love the city and everything else. But, you know, you also want to be a place that wants you too. So the thing that I want to do is win, man. That's all I care about.
He wants to win two in the next five. Wants to feel the chill of the trophy again. I like that. That's a great line. But yeah, I mean, are you buying this, or does this feel like theater?
It's the best stuff his promotion team ever wrote.
Is this theater?
Well,
yeah, this is all theater, huh?
No, I think he wants to play. No guy has. You know, I know we kind of look. Oh well, he'll take anything, or he'll be classy on anything. Right. But you know that competitive balance still burns, and he don't want that to be the defining 2 years of his career. I don't see him walking away. Mm-hmm. So maybe he goes and plays in Pittsburgh if, you know, you look at the fact that if, you know, they didn't bring back Mitchell Trubisky, and if Pickett can't get it done, you know, that's a great option if they don't get Justin Fields. So, you know, also look at, you know, maybe Tampa Bay.
Interesting, too. You know,
Baker Mayfield Tampa. Start
Baker.
Feeling himself.
I thought they loved Baker, though.
Nah, man. Baker might start feeling himself, and that's what got him out. But that's what got Baker out of Cleveland, remember?
Yeah.
Baker got out of Cleveland because he thought he was worth $40 million. And they're like, nah, bro.
I don't think he'll do that this time around. I think he wants a home. I think Baker wants to put roots in. I think he feels it. I think he feels like Tampa's become home. I don't want to extend this too long because we're late, but
Kirk Cousins.
Just answer this quickly. Does Russ have anything left in your opinion that a team should consider him?
I mean, I think, like, in the right situation, like, I think I can see Russ in Atlanta with that type of team running the ball and him taking moonshots to big guys. It depends on the situation.
Okay.
But this year is the best year if you're going to go play for somebody else, because that team can basically pay him like Brock Purdy and build everything else around him for cheap.
Okay. All right. Definitely a story to watch. All right, that's Audio Files, 800-919-3776. We get back to your calls, back into the Knicks and NBA conversation at 2 o'clock hour. Also, something that happened in college basketball over the weekend that we have to discuss, because it's become a huge topic of debate that kind of surprises me a little bit. So all that coming up and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's like Tom's playing these songs so he knows you're going to be home. See mama.
Yeah.
All right, Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Power Hour will come. We'll get back into the Knicks. They play tonight against Bart's Detroit Pistons. And then tomorrow, it's a back-to-back. And then you got Zion and the Pelicans coming in. So, you know, we got 25 to go. Train keeps rolling as they wait for OG Anunoby and Julius Randle to come back. But we'll see how Randle is when he does return. That's the biggest question. Tony in Deer Park wants to ask that question. What's up, Tony?
What's up, fellas? I'm just worried.
Yeah.
I'm worried because Randle's my guy. You know, I love him. I think he's great. And I think with Brunson, we haven't even seen him at his best. I'm afraid though, if he's going to force himself back, he ain't going to play well. He's a physical player. We need him at 100%. And I just feel like this year, we have such a good team when we're healthy. I feel so confident in this team, but I don't know if it's, I don't know if, you know, all
you're
the hype,
this
I wish
question.
They would just say,
Tony, you're asking this question. Will we ever see them healthy? That's the question you're asking. Because what you saw in January is after that OG Anunoby trade, and now you don't know, like, okay, so give me that group and add what Bojan Bogdanović can do offensively off the bench, and you feel like, can you take on the Celtics? Can you beat them? You'd feel pretty good about it. But now you don't know what you're getting, and you don't know if we're ever going to see it, at least this year.
I'd rather they just say he's out for the year. I'd rather they just say it now, because now you're getting your hopes up, and he's going to come back. And you saw last year with that ankle. He will play. He will play with his arm falling off that guy.
Yeah, he will, but it might not be effective. And if it isn't, you know what people will do, and people will blame him.
Yes, and I don't want that, because that guy is too valuable to this team.
Yeah, that's I think that's all the things you have to weigh, Tony. It's a great call. Thank you. That's all the things you have to weigh if you're him. Like, if I'm his agent, Bart, if you're Randall and I'm your agent, I'd be whispering in your ear, listen to me, man. I know you want to play. You're that kind of guy. But just know what's going to happen. You're going to play, and you're going to be hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know, if your numbers are affected, they're going to blame you. They're going to put it on you. And
you can never answer the bell.
Right? And they're not going to say, well, he was hurt. Because you know that the cynics, the critics will go, well, he's always hurt. Mm-hmm. Guy's always hurt.
Big, strong guy, always hurt.
Right?
Like Tarzan, play like Jane.
But what's funny thing is, he's not always hurt, because he has been playing in all the games.
He only gets hurt during the playoffs.
It's just the worst time. But he didn't get hurt during the playoffs this time. This time he got hurt early. It's, you know, it sounds like surgery is not a if, it's a when. And it's, can you get through a season or the rest of the season and play at a high level and avoid the surgery until the offseason? Can he do that and still play at a high level? And that's a big question that needs to be answered. And I don't know, like, you need to see him play. You need to see him play to know that. And if he's playing, he's not going to go, well, I can't really be effective, so let me sit out. He's going to give you all he's got. But the question is, will it be enough to satisfy people? Because I'm telling you, they aren't good enough to beat the Celtics this year. Just understand that. They're not. Unless the Celtics have injury problems themselves, which they have been remarkably healthy, especially Porzingis. And Porzingis is their biggest issue. They don't have a matchup for him. So I don't, like, you can't have that expectation of they can beat a team like Boston. But can they get to that round and make it interesting and then say, okay, we're, like you said, the Detroit Lions. Can they be that? Like, now you feel like you're on the verge. This is 1969, you know, when the Knicks couldn't beat the Celtics, and then they get the DeBusschere trade, and now they're right there. Right? Like, that. Are they in that kind of range?
Right.
That's what we need to find out. So, all right. 800-919-3776. We've got the Power Hour coming up. The gong is working. We're excited. Yeah. It is absolutely ready for that. So we'll get back into the Knicks conversation with you. You get into the calls right now, get them lined up, and we'll be talking with you on the other side. Stay with us, Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Juan Soto with his first home run of the spring, the first of many home runs this year for the Yankees. Soto plays every single day during the regular season, but how many at-bats does he need during spring training?
I really need as much as I can. I'm one of the guys that likes to take a lot of at-bats and take hacks every time. You know, everybody's different, but for me, I need as much as I can to, first of all, keep training my strike zone, and to get the power to get to up there in New York.
And Soto sound courtesy of the YES Network. That's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.